USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Crews in Texas and Oklahoma are starting to clean up massive storm damage. More than a dozen tornadoes touched down Monday, killing one person and injuring several others. And the danger is far from over. Millions are bracing for more tornadoes in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. The National Weather Service will begin surveying damage to homes and schools. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is causing concerns about a potential food shortage. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says this is having a negative impact on developing countries.
The reverberations are being felt worldwide with skyrocketing food, energy and fertilizer prices, threatening to spiral into a global hunger crisis. Developing countries were already suffocating under the burden of COVID.
USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is fielding questions from senators today and tomorrow. Judge Jackson refusing to say if she's for adding seats to the Supreme Court.
It is a policy question for Congress, and I am particularly mindful of not speaking to policy issues because I am so committed to staying in my lane of the system.
A new study is out regarding the long-term effects of COVID after you've recovered.
A large study of 181,000 people found that people who recovered from COVID-19 within the past year are 40% more likely to receive a new diagnosis of diabetes compared to those who were not infected. The increased risk translates to 1% of the people who have had COVID-19 developing diabetes who otherwise would not have.
Lance Prime reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Pilots with JetBlue, American Airlines, and Southwest filed a lawsuit against the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Department of Health and Human Services after the government again extended the airport and mask mandate. The lawsuit saying the CDC acted without public notice or soliciting comment. The lawsuit also saying this mandate raises serious constitutional concerns. Grocery store workers in California are preparing to strike.
Thousands of grocery store workers in Southern and Central California are deciding on whether to authorize a strike. The vote involves about 47,000 workers who work in hundreds of stores owned by either Kroger or Albertsons. The latest three-year deal ended earlier this month. No agreement was reached before the contract expired. The potential strike would include grocery clerks, meat cutters, and pharmacists. Results of the vote will be released this coming Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is lifting another mask mandate on April 4th, this time for children aged 2 to 4. Adams saying he felt confident lifting the mask mandate after COVID-19 cases among school students stayed low.
Since we removed the mask mandate for K-12 students, our percent of positivity has remained low, which is a great sign that we are moving at the right pace and doing the right thing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.